May our sweet Lord be with us all, and may he rejoice in the comfort we bring him. The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Well, I'm going to go straight into the message here. I asked the Lord after coming out of worship, "Oh, my precious Lord, what is on your great heart this day?" And he replied, "There are many layers to your crosses, my children. Sometimes I call you to carry the weight of your cross only, and it is easier for you. But other times, many other times, especially now, you are carrying multiple crosses. You are all intertwined as brothers and sisters, and the same Holy Spirit flows through you all. When I see a soul that cannot rise from their bed of misery any longer, I take a portion of that suffering and scatter it around to more evenly distribute the burden. To you, it may just seem like a little extra, but to the soul that was suffering, it is a reprieve from being completely drained of hope and enthusiasm for life. Yes, there are times when you will pass through that veil of tears also, but it does not last forever when you have me. I always find ways to liberate just enough that you can pick up and carry on. For souls in the world who have no one to pray for them, I again take a portion and allow it to manifest on friends and relatives, so that what is just an inconvenience or a little bit of unpleasantness for them means the world to you. This is why I stress, love one another as I have loved you. It is only this kind of brotherly love that says yes to the burdens of others. This is your glory, this love that passes all understanding. This is the pinnacle of your Christian walk, to be willing to suffer for others as I suffered for you and all transgressors of the law. What a beautiful vision of my brotherly love this is. What a wonder this is to the angels above and the souls on earth when they see this sacrificial love and even feel its effects. There are many kinds of burdens I wish for you to recognize. There are delays that cause a massive reorganizing of times and resources. There are sick children, sick pets, and relatives. When sickness strikes, it operates on many different levels. The inconvenience of taking care of them, the extra burden on resources and time. But more than any other cross is the emotional cross of seeing suffering in your loved one. This is the heaviest cross you can have, the tragedy of pain and suffering. I do not allow these burdens easily. They are above all others, training in maturity and agape love. They are the opportunity the soul needs to grow into who I created them to be. The world tells you all kinds of lies, especially the lie of a pain-free, happy life. There is no such thing. Each person, whether you see it or not, is carrying a cross. If they are not with me, knowing me and my word, they do not see the purpose of the suffering. Rather, they perceive it as a punishment. Nothing could be further from the truth. Suffering teaches a soul to focus on what really matters. All the frivolity of life dims in comparison to the health and happiness of the one who is afflicted. But in the midst of that is the greatest gift you can give. When you are sick and suffering, life is draining out of you, and I capture that life and bless others with it. If you have given your life to me without any reservations, you will experience this kind of suffering. When I spoke of the abundant life, I was not speaking of the abundance of things in the world. I was speaking of the abundance of my presence and the joy of living in me. You see, when I told you to deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me, I gave you the mandate of having your own unique cross. It could be slander and calumny, or lack of appreciation for what you do. It could be the inconvenience of a car breaking down, or the denial of a loan to get another car. It could be false accusation at work, and that someone who really dislikes you has tried to darken your name. It could be deferring to a family member over where you're going on a vacation or family outing. Anything that causes you to abandon your will for the will of another can be a cause for suffering, maturity, and brotherly love. That said, I also take this inconvenience as an offering of love for another soul. I want you to understand the dynamics of this energy release. When you're looking forward to a productive day, and all of a sudden you feel drained and limp, and someone close to you has been struggling, and that day they remark to you, "I feel so good today, I'm finally able to get things done." You are witnessing my laws of exchange in action. I have exchanged your loss, making it into their blessing. They have been the recipient of your sacrifice. This most often is observable in husband and wife. Claire, please share what has happened with you and Ezekiel. Oh yes, Lord, it is totally amazing and true. How many times I've seen this with Ezekiel and I. It has taken it out of the realm of coincidence and into the realm of observable fact. I remember especially on the mountain when Ezekiel went to Espanola to minister on the streets for several days. And I was alone on the mountain with my son and the water froze before going into the cistern. And the pipes running the water to the house from the cistern, which we had to disconnect and blow out to dry every time we got water, well, they froze to the point where the water wouldn't go all the way downhill to the house. And we had to melt snow over a fire and build fires on the ice uphill of the cistern to get water for the sheep and horses. I remember just sitting down and crying because it was just so very hard. However, when Ezekiel came home, he told us about major breakthroughs in deliverance and salvation for those he had ministered to, and that this was one of the most productive trips he had ever experienced. My son and I just looked at each other and laughed. No wonder we suffered so much that week. But where is this in Scripture? Paul said, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions, for the sake of his body, which is the church." It's Colossians 1:24. "And my child, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials. Accept whatever happens to you, even if you suffer humiliation. Be patient. Gold is tested by fire, and human character is tested in the furnace of humiliation. Trust the Lord, and he will help you. Walk straight in his ways and put your hope in him." That's Sirach, the second chapter. The Lord continued, "So in your situation, it was the suffering entailed in getting the barest necessities of life, water, for your animals. For someone else, it may have been an old injury that flares up with arthritis. For someone else, it may be a change in plans that delays the completion of a project. For another, it might be a house that needs cleaning, but you simply don't have the time to do it. Or having to endure someone else's disorder and mess in your own space. While on the other side of the world are children who are barely skeletons. They may have had a meal that day for the first time in weeks. Another family could be on the run from ISIS, and your delay over cherished plans could be the graces needed for their escape from being murdered. Oh, don't you see, my children, it may be a little thing to you that means life to another. I'm telling you this because I want you to be cheerful givers and trust that every inconvenience in your life has a specific purpose. Every cross given has major significance in the salvation of souls. You will most likely not know about it until the day when all works are revealed. But you can trust that I allowed it for a very, very good reason. This is also where undeserved suffering finds its meaning. Souls born into heart-wrenching and cruel poverty, where there is no food, and to stop their stomachs from hurting, they eat clay. Children born into dysfunctional, drug-addicted families, in neighborhoods where only a small percentage of children survive the ravages of street gangs and illegal drugs. I have spoken with you all about this dynamic, where a soul makes a choice before birth and must live with that and die a premature death. These are things that will only be understood in heaven, looking back. But I share them with you now in hopes that you will not grow despondent over the suffering of others you cannot bring comfort to. There is a purpose for everything, my children. There is a very specific purpose and dynamic for every single thing that takes place in the lives of every single person. But I bring these things to your attention to tell you that you are working when you endure these sacrifices with equanimity and patience. You are doing a job that requires intense and careful vigilance. It's not just an inconvenience. It is a necessary work to alleviate the suffering of another. It's not just a sickness. It is a work of charity that another may be relieved long enough to get their hope back and rise up out of their particular pit to life in me renewed. So I am hoping to give you a fresh and heavenly perspective about your crosses, that you might rejoice when others find their way because you cheerfully gave me your all. This is the true meaning of deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me. So now I am calling on you for this gift because you were living in the perilous times before my return, a time when evil is good and good is evil, a time when darkness is so gross covering the earth that nothing seems to make sense anymore, a time when souls are born into the most despicable circumstances and stripped of all human dignity. You are not only the light of the world, a torch in my hand lighting the darkness. You are also the medicine I have sent into the world to bring healing, understanding, resolution, and the vessels of my love, the most powerful remedy of love. I want you to recognize this in these final hours before you're catching up. I want you to be at peace in the midst of various trials you find yourself in, various contradictions, things that make no sense. Please, I want you to know that every good thing you do will someday be rewarded, and every one of these trials and contradictions has meaning to me. I bless you now with my patience and endurance in these trials, and ask that you remember this is a joyful occasion to give to me. Do not let your heart grow bitter, exhausted, or despondent. Know that each one of these things is a work, a hard work, and you will not lose your reward in heaven.